Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Carrie on Facebook. Carrie says, my three-year-old just started in-person preschool after being home with us. I knew it would be an adjustment, but it's been brutal. As soon as we mention school, she starts crying, actual tears. She's been waking up very early, like 5:30, and hardly eating. She's never been good with change, and thanks to COVID, she's lived in this tiny bubble for a year. And her teacher is lovely, by the way, so that's not it. Will this pass? Oh, I should mention that I'm 31 weeks pregnant with baby number two, so there's that too. Oi, Carrie. Transitioning from one kid to two kids is always hard, and right now during COVID, yikes, it's extra complicated. The short answer is yes, this will pass. The longer answer, I have some ideas for you. This is a lot of change for your little daughter at once, and the newborn sibling that's coming that you mentioned in your last sentence is not an afterthought. Like, she's definitely sensing shifting sands. You know, in some sense, she can see that your body has changed as the baby's getting nearer. She knows what's coming, even if she doesn't really get it. Kids this age love to know more than grownups do. They love to defy expectations. You know, even if they're in on the joke, they love to think that they're pulling something over on their grownups. And I thought about a book that a good friend of mine wrote that might be useful to you in this situation. It's called Sorry, Grown-Ups, You Can't Go to School by Christina Geist. And she wrote this book because her own daughter was expressing a lot of school hesitation. So in the book, of course, the parents are saying, can we go to school? And the kid is saying, no, grown-ups aren't allowed to go to school. And the child's grandparents, everybody's like, I'm going to bring my backpack and I'm going to sit on my square for story time. And the little girl's saying, no, no, grown-ups can't go to school. I think this is a game that you could maybe play with your kid. If you're in a two-parent family, have the other parent say, I want to go to school. And so your daughter can say, no, 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 it's only for kids, ha, ha, ha. And then I want to do drop off. You know, you can fight with your co-parent or another loving grown-up about who gets to take your daughter to school. Play it out. I'm going to crouch down really tiny and I'm going to walk in the classroom. I'm going to say, I'm 3 years old. I can go to preschool. You know, get your daughter thinking about that and laughing about how ridiculous that would be and how no, 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 that can't happen. And you mentioned that the teacher is lovely. So that's an ace up your sleeve. This teacher would probably be up for a little bit of that, know that it's coming, of course. And your teacher probably has other ideas on how to deal with this, other very reluctant, crying nursery school arrivers in her past. Maybe your daughter can be line leader an extra day. Maybe she can get an extra show and tell turn. Maybe her teacher can send, you know, a letter to your house that says, bring me something very special. Just a little extra attention, a little bit of the feeling, I got you, we got this, and we're friends now. You don't want to make the teacher's life even harder during this crazy COVID time, but I think a little effort here that I see you and you're special could go a long way. Maybe this is something you have to work up to. Maybe your child needs to go 3 days a week. Maybe your child needs to get picked up early on Tuesdays, whatever it is. It can feel sometimes when you're in it that making any accommodation at all, it will just, like, the dam will break and then you have a kid who will never leave the house. That's not true. I think a transition for a three-year-old who's feeling overwhelmed is okay. Another thing you can do is once the baby comes is, you know, lean into the, you can't go to school, play the same game with the baby. You can't go to the dry cleaners with daddy. Only, you know, your daughter gets to go. They love that. And of course, the baby doesn't know what you're saying. So use that all the time. One more idea I have is that you can act this out in play with your child. Get two stuffed animals, two dolls, two Lego guys, whatever it is. You play the reluctant kid. Your child role plays as the reassuring friend. I don't want to go to my friend's house for a birthday party. I don't like birthday parties. And have your daughter say, oh, but there'll be cake there. It'll be fun. Have her take on the role of the reassuring adult. And I think that it will kind of, you know, sink in. Compassion, extra snuggles. You're going to need a lot of that anyway with a new baby coming, but you'll get through. This is just a season. And you're not wrong. This has been made more complicated by this crazy last year. So you need to have patience with your daughter and with yourself. Because the dress-up corner, let's face it, it's kind of a wonderful place. And I hope pretty soon your daughter will be pulling on your hand to get inside the classroom faster. Send us your questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear?
Gone.
Poof.
Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking It.